This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As you know, there have been a couple of pretty serious earthquakes in Southern California over the last couple of days, one of which was on the 4th of July, and then a stronger one on the 5th that reportedly measured 7.1 on the Richter scale. And I put out a call on our Facebook page earlier today to see if there were any Galesburg natives that felt that earthquake, and it turns out there were a few. One of those is on the line right now, and he is Adam Reamer. Adam, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
And further proving my theory that almost everyone who's anyone has worked at WGIL at some point or another, you have, right?
When I was in high school, I worked at WGIL, the laser, FM95. Spent a lot of time in those studios as a high school student.
Well, we're glad you did, for sure. And it sounds like, from what I was reading about you, that it's kind of worked out pretty well for you out in California now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to work in radio or music, and somehow, and I think I wasn't great at the radio thing. Now I work in the music industry, but it all kind of ties together. My first, I guess, music industry job was at the radio station.
Darn right it was. What are you doing these days, Adam?
So I do digital marketing at Warner Records in Los Angeles. Yeah, about 6 years. Yeah.
Wow, good for you. I hope it sounds like that's working out well for you.
Yeah, it's been good. I'm still here.
And we can all say we knew you when, right?
Something like that, yeah, sure.
Well, we knew you when you were having to deal with an earthquake over the 4th of July. Take me back through each of those. First, the one on the 4th of July. What were you doing? What happened? What did you feel? That sort of thing for earthquake number one, I guess.
Yeah, my wife and I were actually sitting on the couch watching TV, and she initially said, she looked at me and goes, "Was that you?" And because the couch was kind of shaking, and I thought the same thing. I thought that was her, and I go, "No." And then I look up and I see the chandelier kind of start to sway, and I go, "Oh, whoa." And then it kind of died down, and then it really kicked back in. And man, it was a long one. I've lived out here about 11 and a half years now and felt some pretty big ones. That was, I think, that at that time was the biggest and longest I had felt. The whole chandelier was swaying back and forth, and it felt like it went on for 10 minutes. I think someone said it was like 30 or 40 seconds, but it just kept going. Again, it was kind of rolling. It wasn't one of these real jerky ones. It definitely was a rolling earthquake. It was pretty wild. It was about 10:30 in the morning, I think, on the 4th of July.
Yeah, so since you've lived out there for a while, then it's fair to say that you've probably felt something like that before, right? But not maybe on the degree with which you felt it on Thursday.
Yeah, I think the biggest one before this one was right when I had moved out to Los Angeles. There was an earthquake that summer, in the summer of 2008, in July, and I was at work that day, and I remember things like falling off the shelves. Like, that was a pretty big one, and that was centered a lot closer to Los Angeles than this one was. I live out in Santa Clarita, which is a little bit outside of LA, and closer to actually the epicenter of this quake. So I think I felt it more than even a lot of my friends who live closer to Los Angeles did. But this one, more than anything, was just a long one. It just seemed to last forever. So,
well, it would seem to last forever until you got one about 36 hours later.
Yeah, that was wild. That was another one where it kind of started, and my wife and I were actually in the exact same place, just sitting on our couch watching TV, and it kind of started, and we go, "What was that?" And it seemed to kind of go away, and I think I texted my mom right then and said, "Oh, we just had an aftershock." And right when I texted my mom, it kind of came back, and that was the biggest one I've ever felt. That thing shook the whole house, and I immediately turned my phone on and recorded some video, and you can hear all the glasses and the blinds shaking in my house. And then I remember the day before, I thought, like, well, if we get an aftershock, I want to run out to the pool and see if my pool's got waves in it. So I immediately bolted to the back door, back patio, and I have this video of my pool and the water sloshing all the way out of the pool. It's onto my patio. That was pretty wild. That was the biggest one I've felt, for sure.
I was going to say, I saw some of that on your Facebook page before we started talking, Adam, and that had to be mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And what's funny is I'm from the Midwest. I was born and raised in Galesburg. My wife's born and raised in L.A. She lived through Northridge in 94, and neither one of us are fazed by these things. It's so funny because the video, you might see, like, my wife's just kind of just laying on the couch, and she goes, huh, yep. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. Like, whoa, this is a big one. And
it says a lot about, it says a lot about the whole thing, that at least with the first one, that she thought it was you or something.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of been our experience over the last however many years, that neither one of us seem too concerned by earthquakes, which I think is a bad thing, because, like, we don't duck and cover like you're supposed to. We just sit there and stare at each other and go, oh, yeah, it's an earthquake.
Well, that actually led to my next question. I remember, at least when I was a kid here in Illinois, always, I guess, at some point living under some form of fear that the New Madrid Fault was going to go crazy and there would end up being an earthquake in Illinois. So we, you know, in school learned to, you know, get under the desk and that sort of thing, like we would with perhaps tornadoes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Did you go through any of that? Do you recall doing any of that in school here? And do you think that either that helped you at all in some way?
I mean, I don't remember earthquake training in school. I just remember everyone saying, you know, if an earthquake hits, get under a doorway, which now they say, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've watched so much of the news this weekend, but apparently, you know, buildings were built differently 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
The doorway really was safe. And now that the way buildings are structured, you don't need to, you know, just get under a table, get under a desk is what they say to do. Or in my instance, I just sit on the couch and don't move.
Well, you know, I think that brings up an interesting point too. I've seen a lot of coverage, just because I'm a news junkie, of when the earthquake hit the World Series in San Francisco in 1989, and there was a lot of damage and devastation all over California and that part of California during that earthquake, that it doesn't seem like that's really happened here this time, as far as I can tell. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, fortunately, the earthquake was centered out in the desert, about 100 miles from my house, and it was in a tiny little town, and there was some damage up there, but what they said was that this earthquake was actually stronger than the Northridge quake in 94. Now, that quake, people often think about the earthquakes in California, and they think of the image of the bridge that collapsed on top of another bridge.
Yeah.
That's actually right by my house. I drive over that every single day.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's, I think of when I, you know, when they said this earthquake was actually stronger than the quake that did that, I go, oh, my gosh, thank goodness that was 100 miles away and not centered, you know, under Northridge again or Hollywood or something like that, because that would be devastating. So, but the other thing is I remember in my last job when I was there when the other earthquake hit, the guy who owned the building said, well, this building's been here 75 years, and it's withstood all that. And so I kind of always keep that in my head. My house was built in 67, so it's withstood its number of earthquakes. So hopefully that bodes well for me.
But does that leave you, I guess, pause or concern that maybe the next one might be the one that takes it down? Or have you seen any structural concerns in your home at this point?
No, I haven't, and it doesn't really concern me. Maybe it should. I my house was built. My house is built in 67, so it's withstood a ton of quakes over the years. So I feel like that's probably good. And you know, the codes out here are so strict, rightly so. So you really can't mess around with this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty safe. And I think the big ones, you know, imminent, and it'll happen, and hopefully I'm not around for that one. But, you know, we've got, you know, as soon as the first quake hit, my wife and I went and we grabbed all the earthquake survival kits and the water and the gasoline, everything we had kind of had stored, you know, just in case something hits. We kind of put it in the living room and took some stuff off the walls and strapped some stuff down just in case. So, you know, we're aware. We live in earthquake country, so I think we're prepared.
I should probably back up. I probably wasn't specific enough in it asking you before I run out of time here. Where are you at in Southern California? And again, tell me where that is in relation to the epicenter.
Sure. Yeah, so we live in Santa Clarita, which is a suburb just 30 miles north of Los Angeles. It's if you go up the freeway it takes to get to my house from LA and you keep going, that's when you run into the epicenter. So the epicenter was, I think, 90 to 100 miles away from us. Maybe not even that far, maybe like 80 miles north of us. We're right on the northern suburbs of LA.
And have you felt a lot of the aftershocks that have supposedly gone on since Thursday?
I haven't felt a single one.
Really?
Just those two big ones. I keep thinking I do. You know, last night I was kind of laying on the couch watching TV, and I felt something shake, and it wasn't anything. And, you know, I've woken up in the middle of the night a couple times thinking something's shaking, and I didn't feel anything. But, no, I haven't. I surprisingly haven't felt any aftershocks. I keep thinking I'm going to, but not yet.
Kind of like the feeling we used to get when you thought your cell phone was in your pocket and it was vibrating,
exactly.
And it turns out it wasn't even your cell phone.
Exactly. I've got phantom earthquakes happening right now. Yeah,
you know, and that's probably something, too, although I guess your wife there would blame it on you, right?
Exactly. Of course.
There you go. So I'll wrap up here by asking you, how much have you talked to folks back home here in Galesburg since all this has happened?
You know, I'm on a text thread with a bunch of my buddies from high school, so I immediately text them the video, and they thought that was pretty crazy and scary. And I'm also part of a Cubs Facebook group, and I posted the video on the Cubs Facebook group because it's a lot of people from Illinois, of course. So people think it's pretty wild. I know my mom thinks it's pretty wild, and I've lived through a ton of these now, so it's kind of just another day in Southern California, but.
Even though these two you felt were in large part unlike ones you'd felt before?
Yeah. There was a while, I think, right when I moved here, where there was like five or six that I really felt. And so I kind of got used to it quickly. I haven't really felt one in a while. But what is funny is every time there was an earthquake, I'm dizzy for the next 30 minutes or so. And a lot of people were saying that was the case with them, that they get really lightheaded after an earthquake, and that certainly happened to me, so I found that interesting.
Yeah, I have been hearing that for sure, but well, Adam, I'm glad you're okay, and it sounds like you're doing great things out in California regardless of earthquakes.
Yeah, it's good to be out here, and I was back in Galesburg a couple weeks ago, so always good to get back there.
Well, you should come back sometime and visit and see how the place has changed since you worked here.
I know. I told Brian Prescott a few years ago that I got to get back out there and say hey to everybody. So next time I'm in town, I'm going to stop by WGIL.
You're darn right you do. Adam Reamer, thank you so much for your time. Again, we're glad you're okay, but what an interesting story you have to tell.
Sure. I appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me.
We'll have one of the videos that Adam posted to his Facebook page here on our website, WGIL.com, with this interview. So look for it there. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.